Orillia LCBO employees, like their colleagues across the province, are on strike. Locally, employees from both Orillia locations could be found picketing outside of the Coldwater Road location today. The workers are seeking wage increases and more full-time jobs, saying part-time roles have become 70% of their workforce. But the heart of the issue is the future of the LCBO, workers say. Peter Wood, who works as a shift leader at the Mississauga Street LCBO, is also an Ontario Public Service Employees Union, OPSEU, leader. He says thousands of LCBO workers across the province are seeking job security through this strike. Wood says the government's plan to allow spirits and coolers at grocery and convenience stores threatens thousands of jobs. They are going to give them the ready-made drinks, which will take away from our business here, and a lot of jobs will be lost, Wood warned. Allowing grocery and convenience stores to take away business from the LCBO is the wrong thing for Canada and Ontario, Wood says. He says the LCBO plays an important role in communities, and it's important for the government to support its workers. The LCBO gives about $2.5 billion to the public sector, like the hospitals and schools, he said. The LCBO says its locations will be closed for 14 days, although online ordering and free home delivery services are still available. Should the strike last longer than 14 days, the LCBO says 32 of its locations will reopen for in-person shopping while operating 3 days a week on limited hours. We did this after July 4th, so it wouldn't impact a lot of people's vacations, Wood said. We are thinking about the public as well. Wood says picketing LCBO employees are aware of those with addiction issues and how the closure may impact them. It is a concern that if they get cut off, they will go into withdrawals, he said. That's a tough thing on us. If workers don't push back against the government now, Wood fears it could jeopardize the future for thousands of families. If we don't do it now, in my opinion, we'll never do it, he said. In the next contract, it will be in the stores, and they'll just start closing the retail business of the LCBO, and thousands of jobs will be lost. Wood says the public can help with getting LCBO stores back open as soon as possible. We hope that the people are behind us, he said. We don't want to harm them. We just want a fair contract, that's all we are asking for. Wood encourages those with concerns to reach out to local MPPs. With files from the Canadian Press.